Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 11, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. A critical contribution of cardiac myofibroblasts in right ventricular failure and the role of UCP2 SNPs in the predisposition to RV decompensation in pulmonary arterial hypertension. This study identified that cardiac myofibroblasts contribute critically to right ventricular failure in pulmonary arterial hypertension. It also found that UCP2 single nucleotide polymorphisms predispose patients to right ventricular decompensation. The transition from a compensated to a decompensated right ventricle is a major driver of morbidity and mortality in this condition. These findings highlight a specific cellular mechanism and genetic factor that influence right ventricular failure progression. Article number 2. TREM28 is an E3 ligase of IRP2, suppressing ischemia/reperfusion-induced myocardial ferroptosis. This study found that TR1 M28 functions as an E3 ligase for iron regulatory protein 2, or 1, RP2. The data showed that TR1 M28 suppresses myocardial ferroptosis induced by ischemia reperfusion injury. This mechanism suggests a novel pathway in preventing regulated cell death in ischemic heart disease. These findings could inform the development of new therapeutic strategies for myocardial ischemia reperfusion injury. Article number 3. Proteomic insights into troponin elevation following COVID-19 infection. This study provided significant proteomic insights into the mechanisms of cardiac troponin I elevation in patients hospitalized with COVID-19. It clarified that elevated troponin I often occurs even without overt myocardial injury in these patients. The findings advanced the understanding of how acute viral infections, specifically COVID-19, lead to troponin elevation. This information offers crucial interpretive guidance for clinicians managing COVID-19 patients with elevated cardiac biomarkers. Article number 4. Comparative value of HFpEF scores for risk stratification in patients with unexplained dyspnea. This study established the comparative value of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction scores for risk stratification in patients presenting with unexplained dyspnea. The findings demonstrated how these scores associate with structural remodeling, functional limitation, and clinical outcomes in this specific patient population. The data clarified the prognostic utility and clinical applicability of various HFpEF diagnostic scores. This comprehensive evaluation provides essential guidance for managing heart failure with preserved ejection fraction and unexplained dyspnea. Article number 5. Risk stratification for adult patients with pulmonary arterial hypertension associated with congenital heart disease. A scientific statement of the ESC Working Group on Pulmonary Circulation and Right Ventricular Function, the ESC Working Group on Adult Congenital Heart Disease, and the Association of Cardiovascular Nursing and Allied Professions of the ESC. This scientific statement established a specialized risk stratification model for adult patients diagnosed with pulmonary arterial hypertension associated with congenital heart disease. It found that existing risk stratification models for general pulmonary arterial hypertension are not automatically applicable to this distinct patient population, especially those with Eisenmenger syndrome, due to unique pathophysiological and clinical phenotypes. The statement defined additional features crucial for accurate risk assessment in this specific cohort. This provides critical guidance for tailored management and improved patient outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.